Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Look with me at 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 3, to the defeat of Hadadezer. And here, as with what we read later in verse 13, we get numbers. Zobah sat east of the Euphrates River, but their kingdom extended westward past the Euphrates River into what God had promised Israel. He promised the Israelites land as far east as the Euphrates River. So David, acting upon kingdom promises, marches forth and takes down 20,000 soldiers and disables the horses, which seems kind of odd until we remember that the king who rules over Israel was not supposed to have many horses or chariots. He wasn't supposed to try and accumulate wealth to himself. Additionally, David sets up garrisons in these lands to keep these nations subdued and also receives tribute or offerings from these nations. But what I want us to notice is a geographical feature that the original audience would have picked up on immediately. It's not written out for us in the text directly with words, but in the naming of the nations that are defeated, a certain picture starts to form. The Philistines' territory was to the east of Jerusalem. The Moabites' land was to the west of Jerusalem. Zobah sat many miles north of Jerusalem, and Edom was located to the south. West, east, north, and south. And then we have this phrase to sum it all up. The Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. David's victory extended in every direction. God's kingdom through David was extending everywhere. And this is how it should be with the Lord's churches. Their influence and impact should be felt in every direction, in every domain. God's kingdom today should be spreading through every people, tribe, and nation. So the question is, what part is your church playing in that spread? As you pray about this today, please remember Brandon and Brittany Lingle and their family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Dongmi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.